The Biggs and Barr Show. Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
106.1 Shay.
Hey, good morning. That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the program. So I don't know what's going on. Somebody's been fiddling with our stuff. Quit fiddling with our stuff. We got quite the show.
Oh, yeah.
Lined up for you today. There was a lady got stuck under a bus.
Yes.
Now she's fine.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's okay?
I believe so.
I know she's very clear on where she's stuck.
Like she wasn't pinned under the bus.
No.
She was just in an area of the bus that you don't normally access.
Yeah. Everyone else getting some crackly stuff in our headphones?
Yeah.
If you're listening, if you could text us, because sometimes it's just in our headphones and sometimes it's for you. If we sound like we're overmodulated or can you let us know?
Like distorting?
Yeah. 762-555.
Okay. If not, cool. We'll just deal with it.
Yeah. We'll just deal with it ourselves. Today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
So we will do that. We got a round of misconnections coming up.
Well, that'll be fun.
Jamie came in and told us he had a moment of self-realization.
I wonder if we, Chris, you and I have already realized this about Jamie or if...
No. It's not about me. It's about yourselves is what you'd have to say.
Oh, about like all humans or like...
Nope. Literally about yourself. Have you ever had a moment like this in your life?
Okay.
Okay. So it's not that you eat too much chicken parmesan?
There's no such thing.
Okay. Fair enough. And more news about our friend James. He might be able to get a dog.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know, Jamie got a dog. The greatest gift to his life he's ever had.
Because he loves dogs.
I've never seen the man happier. And then it was supposed to be hypoallergenic because he's allergic. But it wasn't.
Then so he had to give it back.
He had to give it back. And we, as sensitive friends, never bring it up.
Never. No.
Never send him pictures of the same breed of dog on Instagram.
Randomly, on a Thursday in July.
Yeah, never. So, but there might be good news, my friend.
Oh, you can't wait.
There might be good news
to share this.
But we're going to start the show here with some Van Halen on 106.1 Shay. This isn't like exciting or edgy or anything dangerous, but
it could be useful for people who are allergic.
Yeah, 100%. No. A lot of people want the companionship of animals.
Sure.
Including our friend Pasty Jamie over here.
Yeah.
And can't have it. It's just the allergies are too much. Some people have slight allergies. Like my wife has if she pets one of our dogs too much, she'll get like little hives and stuff and it's itchy. But she just, you know, works around it. But Jamie's allergies are full on.
You guys have seen me like
sneezing.
I love when you bring your dogs into
face
the studio.
Drips.
Yeah. His face
just dripping. He has a dripping face when the dogs are around.
One of the worst things in the world.
Yeah. And Jamie got a dog at one point that he thought, we hate bringing this up, but he did get a dog at one point named Ace, who was told and are generally hypoallergenic.
Yeah.
It was a Samoyed, right?
Yeah.
And, best looking dog I've
liked.
He was
amazing.
Oh, he was a good looking dog.
Handsome fella. And, Jamie kept him for a week, hoping that 2 weeks was two weeks.
Yeah.
All right. 2 weeks. And it just, there was a point where he couldn't and they had to return the dog.
So I saw this story this morning. It says that there's a 30% chance, so not great odds,
but
that you're only allergic to male dogs.
Only?
Yeah.
So you had a male dog. So do you think a female dog might be your solution?
Are we being serious here? No. I don't think so, because I had a male dog growing up my whole life.
Right.
Did you know that? He was like 15. He was a beauty, a black lab. It was awesome. And then he died, and for many years, the only dog I was around was my brother's dog, and it wasn't obviously all the time because he didn't live with us. So I guess my immunity to it dropped.
Okay.
And I was house-sitting one day, and I remember feeling a little, this is different, like, why am I getting sick? And then the next morning, I woke up, and she was actually in bed with me, and...
The dog.
Not the
person who lived in the house.
Yeah. No, there I was by myself. And I thought I was going to die.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is happening? Like, it was a feeling I'd never had in my life because I'm not allergic to anything.
Yeah.
Except mosquito bites.
Well, apparently there's a protein in that's made in the prostate of male dogs.
Really?
Called CanF5. You can take a test to see if you're sensitive to it. So if there's a male dog that gets neutered, like when it's a puppy, the prostate gland doesn't fully develop, so they don't produce that protein.
Okay.
So it's okay.
But isn't that a disservice to the dog?
Like, no.
Then he's not going to develop
No.
masculinity? His testosterone levels are going to be different?
The dogs don't care.
No, there is a growth thing about neutering them too early where they don't fully...
If you're going to show it in a ring or something like that.
Sure.
Like at a dog show.
But it doesn't affect their mentality or demeanor.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Now, Jason, of your pack...
Yeah.
How many... You have Abby. All three are female.
All three are female, The only male...
And they make you allergic like crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because I have two male dogs.
Right.
Who also make me... Well, the one. I haven't met the other yet.
Yeah.
You should just get a hairless dog.
You know, you got to draw a line somewhere when they look like garbage. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're holding the dog
that looks like garbage.
Like, to be honest, like, you're holding the dog to a higher standard. Just people. Dogs look different. Like, there's a Chinese Crested.
Yeah.
They have like, very little hair.
Like garbage.
You could get one of those dogs from Mexico, the Joloitzcuintli. Yeah, it looks like basically Satan.
Yeah, like that thing looks like a cob of corn after you kind of eat it. You know what I mean? It's got little tiny fibers sticking out.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, if you want a pet, you should just go with a reptile then.
Sure, yeah, get a reptile.
Get a bearded dragon. They're kind of like dogs.
Oh, yeah, they got great personalities.
Yeah.
Now, have you tried like this?
They do.
Like they don't. I've been around.
Bearded dragons are awesome.
They're great.
They sit there.
They're like dogs. They run over when you call them. I've seen videos of it. Get a beardless dragon.
You guys.
What?
I've seen videos.
Trying to help.
Not some guy with a bucket of food right behind. Come on, do it for the video.
Everything on the internet is real.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah. You're right.
Stop it.
We'll get a fish and train it then.
Yeah. And have you ever tried like the super hypoallergenic? Like the ones that are like.
Like the doodles, the booby poos and stuff like
that? No.
That's what you need. You need a poodle.
A booby poo.
I'm trying to get him a Brussels Griffin. He won't take a Brussels Griffin.
Yeah. I don't know. I would try and get him a French poodle.
Yeah.
Like a full size
like
one.
Oh, yeah. Full size. Oh,
full size.
I don't have to cut its hair.
That's
like
garbage right there.
Yeah.
Stupid poodles.
What about the bald dog? At least a conversation piece. Yeah.
So I guess what
some
to take
stupid poodle.
Take from this is that if you have had allergic reactions, go hang out with some female dogs.
Yeah, try it out.
And see what happens. I mean, just hang out with them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and when you have all female dogs at home, when you come home, you go, "What's up, bitches?"
Yes.
And you're not saying anything bad.
No, you're not.
Because that's what they are.
Yeah. You do that every day.
That's right.
You? Yeah.
What's going on, bitches? You bitches are driving me crazy.
Our friend Jamie here is, it's all about Jamie this morning.
Yeah,
but he came in and said, I had a moment of self-realization, and we need to talk about it. So we have no idea what it's going to be. So it could be gold, or we could just shake our heads and play another song. But we'll find out after this. Hang on.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
Is he saying keep it cooler, baby? Like he really likes
keep
his
it
beverages chilled and
would
like her to keep it cooler on the back porch because he's the back door man?
He might.
Just
he
clarifying.
Might be. Or get the cooler, baby.
Yeah. Biggs and Barr Show, good morning. Jamie walked in today, pasty Jamie, and he said, I had a moment of self-realization.
Okay.
And he goes, I'd like to talk about it. And we said, by all means, James. So the floor is yours, good sir.
Okay, so I'm actually going to pose a question to you guys at some in during this as well. Okay,
I have to listen then.
Yeah, you have to pay attention. That's why I said
I'm listening.
That. Okay, so I got in a pretty deep internet hole last night. Which, if anyone who doesn't know what that is, well, you should. But it just means you keep clicking links and you go deeper, deeper, deeper.
Okay,
and you're just reading information overload.
Did you get on the dark web?
No, I didn't get on that. I don't know how to do that. The dark web.
Yeah.
So yesterday, or a couple days ago, if you didn't know, they figured they found another planet.
Okay.
Okay? That could be, like, a habitable type of planet. It's around a red dwarf star way out there, 100 light years away, but it's, like, right at the right distance away from the star that it orbits.
It has a lot of the things that they think are required for life to happen on a planet.
Yes, and it's about, and they found other ones like that, but it's about the same size as
Earth and everything.
And Earth, okay? So I was reading about it. It's got a dumb name. It's called TOI 700D, okay?
Okay.
So I was reading this, and my question to you guys is, have you ever in your life just stopped what you were doing and go, I'm too dumb for this? Like, and I'm not, okay, like we joke around the show and stuff. We're not dumb guys. Like, you know what I mean? We're all fairly
smart. Yeah.
Yes. Like, I was, but no, like, you've actually said that. Like, not like, oh, I'm not interested anymore because I don't understand it. Just, I was reading about, like, how, like, and, like,
sure,
seeing diagrams and angles and what, and I'm kept clipping on what different types of orbits are. I like to think I'm up on space. Like, I like, I'm a space guy, you know.
I like to think I'm up on space.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, in general, you think you know about stuff.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
And I stopped myself. And my eyes were like, I was reading so much of it, and I went, I'm too dumb. I don't understand. I was just a blur. I was just reading words at some point.
Well, you're not too dumb for it. It's just that you don't have a background in it. You started at the end of something rather than at the beginning. You could learn about it.
I know what you're saying.
You're too dumb to learn about it. It's just you don't understand it at this time.
But, like, the math, like, look at this.
Here's
what? The orbital characteristics. Like, read that and, like, for 10 minutes on a page.
I wouldn't. Well, one, I never would do that.
Exactly. I know.
Because I have no interest in it.
It's a different type of brain.
It is.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you're dumb. Yeah. Or dumber.
For that.
Like, no, you're not too dumb for it. You just didn't study it. You know, like a neurosurgeon. Like, right now, am I too dumb for that? Absolutely.
But
could I learn about it? I think so.
But I don't think...
I don't know.
See, that's what I mean. I don't think my brain could learn about it.
I don't think I could be a neurosurgeon.
Right.
I don't, like, that's not in me. But I think I could learn about how it works.
Well, sure.
Like, I'm
that,
not too dumb for that.
You could figure out the basis and this and that. But are you, my brain was too dumb to take in any more information about this specific thing.
Because
my
really...
brain isn't built for that. Like, you know, some guys can go work in a factory and do the same thing over and over again.
I couldn't do that.
God bless them, because I just can't. You know what I mean? And because I have a stupid, distracted brain. Which
no, the problem, it's not too dumb. Your brain isn't wired to care enough. You care about the topic, but you don't care about the details.
Right. You need to care about the details.
See, the three of us are very creative minded people.
Yeah.
And like, I don't care about many details.
No, I'm horrendous with details.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
So.
Like finances and stuff. Like in my house, if my wife wasn't there, I'd be bankrupt because I don't care.
So you wouldn't categorize.
So you care about the top?
Dumb.
No, you're not too dumb. You're just not wired to care about
that's
the detail. No,
that's a nice way
because
of saying
you take
your
someone.
Too dumb to
no,
do it.
No, because if you took someone who is really up on that and really an expert in that topic and said, "Come in and let's have a funny conversation about this," or "What do you want to do with this idea or this idea?" They would have no idea.
They're not too dumb for it. It's just they're wired a little differently.
Well, could you just do avenues of dumb then? Like, because you guys are being nice, saying, "Oh, they're wired different."
No,
and I would normally say that too.
No, there are stupid people that are too dumb to do stuff.
Yeah,
of course.
Just not having an interest.
They're mouth breathers. Like, you can see that they're like,
or an affinity for a topic doesn't make you dumb. It just it's just not what you're interested in, right?
You wanted to know the general idea of the topic. And you were reading all this detail information that just your brain was like, no.
Too much detail.
Yeah, like
don't care. And you stopped.
I stopped.
Yeah.
And I got mad at myself because I was like,
No, you shouldn't get mad at yourself.
Like, I didn't, like, it was like.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's fine. You're fine.
I was able to stop myself, though, at least.
Yeah. You should get a pet.
Why?
He's allergic. We just talked about it.
No, like a reptile or something.
Yeah. Like a bearded dragon. Yeah. They're awesome. They're like dogs. I've seen videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Jesus
All right. Well,
anyway, all right. Well, thanks, guys.
Or volunteer somewhere. Like, you need to take up your time with something.
Why? And learn things?
No, you can learn something volunteering.
Learn bases, and then when it gets too difficult, quit.
No, we need him to stay childless and petless so that he thinks of things like these and we have stuff to talk about.
But, as a human to another human, get involved in some stuff, you know? Like, you're going to.
Thanks.
You know?
Thanks, man who lives in the woods.
Go.
Anybody.
Go donate blood or something. Like,
we got FS News coming up, and people are mad at the Royals.
Oh,
man.
God.
All right, hold on.
106.1 Shay.
It's a hot topic right here. Hot topic.
Oh, the Royals, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people are interested, so that's why we'll talk about it. But I don't wish any harm upon the people.
So many people are interested.
Yeah, like, I don't wish harm upon them, but if the royal family never existed for me, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't affect your day-to-day, right?
No, like, there are other British people I find way more interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
John Oliver, Mr. Bean, you know, people like that.
Mr. Bean. but they are in the news again.
Oh, yeah.
Because Prince Harry... and Meghan Markle, a Canadian, announced yesterday that they're going to take a step back as senior members of the royal family.
Oh, so they don't like the royal family either.
People are losing their mind. That doesn't mean they're renouncing their titles.
No.
Like the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, which is their official titles. They've just decided to, quote, carve out a progressive new role within this institution.
Oh, great.
So, what that means is the main key for them is they are becoming financially independent of the royal family.
So they're not.
Does that mean they're going to have to get jobs?
Yeah. Well, she's got a
boatload of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a pretty decent acting career.
Really?
Well, not anymore. She won't.
No, but she will. Why won't she?
Oh, she won't go back to that, I don't think.
Well, she's going to make
money.
She's
an actor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's very quite famous.
How do you not know that?
Because I don't care about the royal family. Yeah,
but it's not about the royal. No, but she was in Suits. Like, she was in, like, pretty big show. And she
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway.
She is an actor.
Okay. Yeah.
He's still getting money from his dad.
What do you mean he's still getting money from
his
dad?
He's still, like, Prince Charles is still going to give him, like, whatever, some sort of allowance. I guess it gets passed on.
Yeah.
So he'll be on some sort of payroll. So they're not going to go broke.
Well, he also
but they're not getting public money.
A mental health series he's doing for Apple TV Plus or something. So he'll get paid for that. They also want to be free to interact with the media in any way they see fit. The royal family has very strict rules on how behave.
Wow.
And the paparazzi in England with the royal family are insane.
Yeah, they're the scourge of the earth.
And they've been giving Meghan Markle a real hard time and stuff like that.
Yeah. So.
All the time. They don't like her.
They say they're going to spend half the time in England, half the time in North America.
So anyway, people.
And apparently he's got a bit of a scrap with his brother, Prince William. So
obviously he's going
to
be
doing to pretend like I'm interested.
But he's going
to
be doing so much charity work and they're starting up foundations. But the point of the story is that people are so upset.
Yeah.
How could he break with tradition? Blah, 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 blah. But meanwhile, his uncle, Prince Andrew, there's like, whatever. He was buddies with Jeffrey Epstein and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's under quite a microscope. But this guy doesn't want to get paid by the people anymore. He wants to make his own money.
People are losing their minds. He's responsible to himself. And so, he can do what he wants. He doesn't have these rules he has to follow. Apparently, they didn't clear this with the family
first.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah.
They just dropped it.
Well, they don't have to.
Of course
not. Of course, they're grown adults.
It's not a real thing.
No, I know.
Like, they don't even do anything except charity work, and that's nice. Yeah. They don't rule anything.
No.
It's not an organization.
No.
He's not going to get fired. He's not going to go to jail. He can do what the hell he wants. He's a human being.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
It is. They released a statement saying discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through.
Why do they think this is the thing? This is not even real. This is make-believe.
Yeah.
And he's not even going to be king.
No. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
The king doesn't do anything. It's ridiculous. It's like watching a child's play. Oh, my God.
People love the royals, man. They love them.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
wow.
Anyways, they spent a ton of time in Canada over there.
That's where they're coming. That's when they say North America.
Yeah,
they're
going to
live in Canada. Yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
Come here and share some money with us.
He's not going to have any money.
He's still going to have money. It's ridiculous.
Listen, he's a hardworking dude who just wants to come and carve a living out in the Canadian wild.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
It's all nonsense. All right. Well, good luck to them, I guess, eh?
Yeah.
Way to stand on your own two feet there, sir.
Yeah, Prince.
We got, today's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Yes, it is.
So we'll talk about that. Hang on.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jamie on 106.1 Shay.
Today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Which means appreciate the cops for what they do when they do it.
And I mean, everyone... No one likes seeing a cop at the side of the road catching speeders,
No.
But,
I'm sure they don't like giving out speeding tickets.
No, they're just doing their
job. Not all of them.
What's that?
Some would. But anyway, we're appreciating them today.
Yeah, let's appreciate them.
We love them.
Yeah.
And, we've all had either some sort of encounter with the law, whether it be positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes neutral. I know myself, when I was apprehended... And detained.
Yeah, but you were a grown adult, and we were doing something for a radio show
that
went
and I was cooperative.
Yeah, you were cooperative, and they were understanding
and cooperative as well.
Yeah. But you were, fully back out of the car, put your hands
absolutely
up in the air,
cuffed, put in the back. Yeah. But
was that a new experience for you?
Yeah, I'd never been detained before.
No, never.
No.
All right.
And here in Ottawa, I attended the police services dinner.
Mm.
I guess October, November, whenever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And made a new friend on the police force who probably in the next couple of weeks I'm going to go on a ride-along with.
Oh, that's sweet.
Nice.
So that's going to be pretty cool.
I mean, nice, yeah.
Does some patrolling in the downtown area, which should be probably a little eye-opening for me on many counts.
Yeah. You know, people like to hate on the cops because, you know, obviously there are occasions where some of them don't behave the best. But for the majority of the time, they are a service we could not survive without.
No, absolutely.
They do great things. They do necessary things. And the sacrifice on their personal lives.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
For those.
You know, time-wise, mental health-wise, yep. All that sort of stuff.
Yep. And you know what? We never really, the odd time, hear them complain about it.
No, that's true.
You know what I mean? There's other jobs, another profession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we hear complain all the time that they would say their job is tougher than the cops. And I would disagree.
Yeah, you don't hear the police going on a work to rule.
No. Yeah. No. No, you don't.
It's interesting. Like, I talked to several police officers at that function. They're like, you know, we don't want to arrest people.
Of course not.
Like, we want to help people.
Of course.
And that's the, I know that, at least in this city anyway, that's the image that they want, is that when you see a cop, you shouldn't be scared of a cop.
Yeah.
You should be, you know, happy that they're there. And if you need help, you shouldn't be afraid to approach them. You know what I mean?
I think for the majority of people are not.
Most aren't. Yeah. You know? Like, they're fine with them.
But you don't, we live in a place, Canada as a whole, but also Ottawa, for the most part, though, where you're not used to seeing that. You know what I mean? So when you do see, you're in a restaurant or you're in line at Tim's or whatever, and a cop, you go, well, you look at that, you look at his gun, like that's on his hip and this and that, or her hip. But like, you go to New York, it's a totally different, they're everywhere, and they really are kind of just part of the scenery.
Right.
It's different. But here where we feel so safe all the time, when you see one, you think, ooh, something
and
wrong.
Then when you do notice them, they're usually at some sort of incident.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, lights flashing, yellow tape or whatever.
On a horse,
you a different way.
Telling you to pull your car over. I mean.
And I mean, I have somewhat different experiences with police officers, too, because I was on the fire department for a while. Yeah. So, you know, you show up to scenes together, you know, unknown 911s, things like that. And you get a different perspective for what they have to deal with on a daily basis, you know?
And for those that generally dislike the police, unless it's some sort of horrendously, I mean, let's be clear, in the history of police, there has been some horrendous moments.
There's going to be bad cops at some point.
But for those that, it's usually people, like, I didn't have the smoothest of teenage years, you'll say. I had some, but I always treated them with respect no matter what the situation was in, and they were always pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're not combative, for the most part, they don't want their day to get worse, and they don't want to fill out paperwork, and they don't want to.
No, and they're human beings, they're and they have families, and they want to go home to them at the end of the day and stuff. So
when you see them today, when you're driving by, hold your phone out the window, yell at them, and take a big picture.
Yeah,
of them.
Say congratulations. Or just run up quickly and try to hug them.
Yeah,
see how that goes.
Oh, they love that.
See how that. See how that.
Drive by really fast with your thumb out the window.
Woo!
Yeah.
And then when they pull you over, run up out their car and try to give them a hug. Yeah.
Don't do any of those things, please. Don't.
But thank you, men and women of you that do the job well. We appreciate it. All right. Thank you very much. We got any question time coming up.
You can text us any question you like, 762-555.
We'll answer as many as we can. Hold on.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, Biggs and Barr Show. We got instant answer question time coming up.
Yeah, text us any question you like, 762-555.
You can do an early one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of you guys got in trouble first at the new gig? So here? I think me for parking.
Yeah, you did. You did get 100% in trouble for parking, yeah.
I got lectured questioned with a very lecturing tone, though, about if I left my car here overnight.
Yeah.
And that's not permitted.
Oh, okay.
I just left it here for the late afternoon, and then came back and picked it up.
Right, and then you work very early in the morning if no one knew.
Yeah, exactly. So it was here. I happened to park in the same spot.
Yeah,
but that's the type of dangerous behavior we're involved in this workplace.
What a horrible employee.
Living on the edge.
What a terrible employee.
Living
we work
on the
with.
Edge. Wow.
I don't think we've been.
People just shake their heads at us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we do ridiculous. Like, we do stuff you would probably get written up for and fired.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the halls, just acting like idiots.
Yeah, like if you worked at a bank and did some of the stuff we did in the halls, then that would be. Yeah.
Yesterday.
But we don't work at a bank.
Yesterday in our boss's office, he has a big like whiteboard, like a paper thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I pretended to draw out a hockey play to show Chris like what happens when you like come back and regroup in your own zone. But it was really just a chance to like draw a picture of a genitalia.
You just drew a big peen on the whiteboard on the board.
But then we left. Office. But then we left and forgot about turning the page over. So anyone who would have walked by his multi-windowed office would have seen this big.
Yeah. He flipped it over. Yeah. First thing anyone who walked in was flip it over because I walked by after and it was he's smarter than we are. Yeah. So
Well, that's why he's our boss.
Yep. Our boss turn.
Yeah.
But text us your questions, please.
762-555.
Doesn't have to be about us. We actually prefer when it's not. Ask about anything you want in the world. All right, here's AC/DC on 106.1 Shay.
1, 2, 3, let's kick it.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
106.1 Shay.
Fire?
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want answered, text. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
I can't make out what the intro to the half-assed news says. Where stupidity reigns to what? It's where stupidity reigns supreme.
Yeah.
This world's very dumb.
Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most of the things we have in this world, like rule-wise and stuff like that, are because of stupid people.
Stupid or selfish.
Like, think about yourself. Yeah, you don't really need laws and rules. You know what to do, what not to do.
Yeah, you know what's good and what's not good. What's safe and what's not safe.
Most rules made for the dumb.
And the greedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're still getting what they want anyway.
Sure.
The greedy. They find ways around it, don't they? Huh? What, James?
Hey, you guys like pancakes?
Not particularly. It's not my thing.
I like pancakes.
I like a waffle.
Like, I really like pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
If you love pancakes, you should go to Denny's because they have the new Super Duper Slam. This is a new thing, by the
way. Okay.
Are there Denny's? I haven't seen a Denny's. Is there Denny's around? I'm sure there's a Denny's. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, yeah.
The Super Duper Slam, this price might be in the States, but it's $6.99. And it includes all-you-can-eat pancakes for $7.
How many pancakes
that's
got to
be the
eat?
U.S. There's no way that's here.
Like, I won't not eat pancakes if that's what, you know, if someone serves me. I won't go, ooh, disgusting. But, like, I don't go to it.
How do you not like a good pancake?
Like, because they're just...
It's like sweet bread, and then you can dip it in syrup. Syrup's the best. Oh, yeah.
It's not for me.
Don't even bother with a knife and fork. I just roll those puppies up and dip, chomp, chomp.
So
dip,
how
dip.
Many? How many pancakes?
Like four, maybe?
Yeah, but what size? You can't just say how many pancakes. Like little ones. What, like an Eggo size?
Yeah, like four of those. Oh. Something like that. If you have, it's a whole plate size, one.
20.
Like,
I'm talking Eggos, a whole box.
Yeah.
Easy.
No, I'm not talking Eggos. I'm talking Eggo size pancakes.
Yeah, 20 for sure.
Easy 20.
Yeah. Stack them up.
Like, without even thinking about it. My teeth will rot from the syrup before I stop eating pancakes.
Have you guys tried the meatball sandwich at the Prescott Hotel on Preston Street? No, we have not.
That's a very specific question.
No.
No.
We have it. Is it good?
Of course it is.
It's probably good.
If you were a kid, which parents from what sitcom would you want to be your parents?
Oh, wow.
Who are the coolest parents? I don't know. How many sitcoms? Not Full House. They're all pretty annoying.
No, I don't like them.
And then not as far the other way as Married with Children.
Oh, I know which ones. Fresh Prince parents, because they were loaded and actually pretty reasonable humans.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Aunt Viv and Uncle Phil.
Yeah,
I mean, some people may have at one point said the Huxtables, but I think they would change their decision now.
Yeah, probably now, yeah.
No, no Cosby.
But a doctor and a lawyer for parents. Not bad. I mean, whatever. Name of the band your Aussie friend was in. Never heard of them. That song from yesterday morning was really good.
Oh, the Lazies.
They're called the Lazies, yeah.
They are from Australia, although Leon lives in Ontario now.
Yes. And they're doing pretty well. I mean, their last album started to get some buzz, got some radio play across the world. And,
yeah, they were here in Ottawa a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Playing the show.
It's great. A fun
Check
show.
Them out.
It's a fun show.
They are like, if you see them in like a small venue, I know Maddie in the band always gets up on the bar and plays his guitar and stuff and dances on tables. It's a good time.
They're great.
Yeah, they're really just solid dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just good guys.
Do you secretly miss Polaroid cameras? No, I do not. I was
Did you have one, like,
as a
family as a growing
child,
up?
Yeah,
yeah,
we had one. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I'm pretty happy.
We have
happy
something
with,
way better phones now. I mean,
pretty happy with the phone.
In between the Polaroid and just the digital, where you had to take the memory card home and put it in a computer. And
that was a pain in the ass.
That was a bit annoying. But now it's like instantly on your phone.
And if you do want to print them, you can just, on your phone, still send them somewhere to get them printed.
Yeah, that's it.
They will arrive at your door like magic.
You can even make them look like they were taken on a Polaroid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I find the photo editing on my phone better and easier to do. Like when we Photoshop ridiculous stuff into our pictures and stuff. Yeah.
What do you mean? We never do that.
For other people?
Right.
On the phone is even easier than on a computer.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. What?
We've created a buzz with the local restaurants.
Oh, have we?
Yes. Someone says, screw the sub at Prescott. Have you tried the DiRizenzo's sandwiches?
We're just giving these people free plugs.
That's fine.
Idiots are
I don't mind.
Names,
you know what? We're going to have to try it, so maybe if they bring it here. I don't know.
We always say that, though.
And
no one
brings
talk about your food. Bring us your food.
Yeah. We'll try it.
Squat yet. We haven't got nothing.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
There's probably a pretty good chance we're going to like your food.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
World famous.
Hey, we're the Biggs and Bar Show. It's the 710. We ask you for 7 things in 10 seconds.
You have to call 613-750-1061.
Get in the queue. Get in the queue. Call us and line up and we'll start taking a run. Today's not that hard.
No, it shouldn't be too difficult. It will be a topic that is probably on a lot of people's minds right now.
With the cold setting in.
Given that we have a frostbite factor today here in Ottawa.
Yeah.
And so, it feels like minus 30.
A not-so-sharp person could get 5 first shot.
I would think so.
No problem. So you might fluke it out and win right out of the gate. All right, it's 750-1061. And we're going to play some 710. Yeah. All right, good morning. Hello there. Hi, person on the telephone.
Hey.
There you go. What's your name?
Jesse.
All right, Jesse, you ready? Okay.
Your 710 today is 7 Caribbean countries. Go.
You there, Jesse?
Okay.
He's stumped.
That is
cool.
The worst you could do.
Yeah, that is the worst. 0 is the worst.
Should encourage the rest of you. Sure. You will not be as bad as Jesse.
No, you won't.
Yeah, well. That's pretty close. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Randy.
Are you ready, Randy?
I am, sir.
We need 7 Caribbean countries. Go.
Bahamas, Barbados, Colombia, Cuba, Dominica, Dominican Republic, and Belize.
It's only 6.
Belize.
Yeah, Belize is one. But what was the...
He said Colombia.
Colombia is South America.
Yeah, not a Caribbean country.
Central America.
Is it Central America?
Doesn't qualify.
Sorry, Colombia doesn't count, 6. My friend.
Sorry,
I got 6. Hey, good morning.
Calling in for the contest?
Yeah, you ready?
I think so.
7 Caribbean countries, go.
Cuba, Singapore, Dominican, St. Martin.
Yeah. You went off the chart there with Singapore, friend.
Yeah.
You crossed the planet.
A little bit further away.
Basically.
Well, good effort.
Yeah, but thanks for calling. It's tough. We know it's tough. We know
the person before you gave 6 of them.
But when it's a target, you're on the phone, you're calling, life's going on, you're not listening.
See if this person knows.
Okay. Hey, good morning.
Hello.
What's your name?
Don.
All right, Don, you think you can do this?
I hope so.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
7 Caribbean countries, go.
Cuba, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Panama, El Salvador, Belize.
You got 6. Yeah.
So that was 7.
No, Panama and El Salvador are not considered Caribbean countries.
Yeah.
But thank you.
They're not.
No, but it's fine. But thanks for playing. Call
I thought
back.
This would have been easier.
Yeah. I mean, you get that area of the world, you know, you just think of resorts you've been to, and maybe you went through a resort in El Salvador.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
not everyone did as extensive research as I did on Caribbean countries to try and move to.
Yeah,
you guys had to hear about that for about 4 years.
Yeah, we did. We definitely did.
I found out it's really hard to do.
It's not as simple as you would have hoped.
That's why
for.
I moved to Ottawa.
Yeah, 750-1061. Call us to play the 710. All we need is 7 Caribbean countries. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Yeah, it's Randy calling again.
All right, Randy, let's do it. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Antigua, Barbuda, Barbados, Dominican Republic, Grenada, Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Kitts.
Yeah, you go. You got it.
You got it.
Quick fingers, Randy there. Has got
Bring
the
it home. Quick fingers, eh?
Yeah, quick fingers, Randy.
Is that what he's known as in his circle of friends?
I think so.
Oh, here comes quick fingers.
He got through twice.
Yeah. Watch your wallets. Quick fingers is coming. congratulations. You got yourself. What
is
did you get?
A lotto gift certificate
Lotto
for $100?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, you got yourself a Lottery Max gift card for $100. Okay.
$649.
Oh, $649 gift card.
Yeah.
Sorry. There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Randy. Watch out for quick fingers.
we're talking about, we're all thinking about Caribbean Islands because now's the time of year. Like the people next door that usually do a morning show there at the Kiss Studio, they get to go to a Caribbean country, Jamaica, every year, along with a bunch of other radio stations that play terrible music. And
stop it.
What?
Just because it ain't our jam doesn't mean it's terrible.
Well, I think it's unfair that Shay listeners, rock listeners, are excluded from these trips.
This is an epidemic across
I think it is a disservice.
Country,
and I think it should be our mission within the next 12 months or so to try and see if we can get the Shay listeners a trip to a nice country.
Now, I know the result of that will be good for Shay listeners.
Yeah.
But don't any of you think the genesis of that is because Jason cares about you going to a Caribbean country?
I would like also to go.
Jason would like a trip. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
but,
hey,
get it this way. I win, you win.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, it does benefit. I mean, for sure. So we will get on.
I just think it's unjust.
It is kind of weird that none of the rock stations get to go across the country.
It's unfair.
No, it's exactly. Yeah. It's a marketing decision made by the people that own the trip companies that want to target 40-year-old soccer moms.
Yeah.
So they think none of them listen to us.
And,
they think they all listen to them.
And my guess is some of the fine Shay listers might have a hankering to go to a Caribbean island sometime.
I think so, too. Yeah. And you think they would understand that the men make all the decisions in the home and will shoot. Hey, we're the Biggs and Bars Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Bars.
That's Payston J. Payston.
Hey,
oh, good old Payston, Jamie. This is what you're talking about. This is the show we dedicate to stuff that's trending, whether it be social media, news feeds here in the studio, in the city of Ottawa, whatever.
You want to start with the bad and end with the good?
Sure, yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Well, which bad story
the
first?
The shooting yesterday on Gilmore Street.
They're still looking for the guy, right?
Yeah, they're still looking for the shooter. They say there's no danger to the public. It was a targeted thing, and unfortunately someone died.
Yes.
All young people.
Yeah.
Including a 15-year-old at an Airbnb.
Did the 15-year-old die?
No.
No, the 15-year-old was shot, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bigger question that everyone's talking about in this city is it's been a thing that's been happening at the short-term rentals. They're not vetting. They're not vetting anything, and they're people who own properties but don't live there themselves. So they just, whatever, go stay.
Sure.
Kind of thing, and then they're not doing proper vetting, I guess, for who's coming in and out. And
I mean, pretty tough to do.
Yes, especially when you don't live there, right?
Right, and I mean, someone can represent a group of people, but that is not always representative of the group of people that would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a call for more police force in Centertown, but I mean, that's a different topic. Uh-huh. More police presence, sorry, not police force.
There's the plane crash.
There is.
Which
another horrendous story.
Yeah, people are saying is pretty suspect.
Yeah, there's quite a question about why Iran's not releasing the black box. Mm-hmm. They are releasing their findings. They're not like, but that's edited by them. You know, and there's some people from the plane company saying there had to have been something, some sort of influence that caused this plane to crash.
It was only a 3.5-year-old plane.
Yeah, and they apparently had tried to get back to, like, the plane crashed on the way back to the airport. And so mechanical failure, it was eyewitnesses, people saying it was on fire before it even hit the ground.
And 176 people lost their lives. 63 of them Canadians. I believe 8 from the Ottawa area.
Yeah, 8 from the Ottawa area. Which
is, I mean, regardless of where the loss of life is terrible. But, yeah. I mean, obviously when it hits close to home like that, then, you know, you feel a little more attached to it.
It is unfortunate that it is being surrounded with the cloud of speculation. Yeah. And
well, it's a, I mean, with what's going on exactly, over there, you can only speculate and assume the worst, you know. And then on some good news.
Yeah.
The CHEO winners were all announced yesterday. The 3,600 of
them. I did not win the house.
I didn't win the house either.
No.
I haven't checked. We checked our ticket like early yesterday morning.
You can't check it yet.
You still can't check your number online?
5 o'clock today.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I might have won something.
You might have won something. Because I checked yesterday and I was like, I didn't win anything. And then I actually read it and it said 5 p.m. Thursday, which is today. You can go online.
Punch in your number and see.
Dreamofalifetime.ca. Punch in your number, see if you won something.
So who won the house? Do we have
Sandra
their names?
And Richard. Ron Munhall. The dad, hyphenated name.
Oh, hyphenated name. Yeah. Can't be trusted.
Well, I don't like them at all anymore.
Yeah, they won the big
Congratulations
one.
Congratulations to them.
No, no.
And then the second prize, Christina and Dave.
Some and huge prizes.
Jane won the third. Oh, massive prizes.
And 3,600 people won something.
And someone won the 50-50 as well, right? It was like over $700,000.
Yeah.
You scroll down a little bit, you'll see that one.
Kev.
Good Kevin.
Old Kevin. Good old Kevin.
Kevin Bridges.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin, bring us by some breakfast, eh?
Yeah, come on.
You got like 700 grand.
You can bring us a McMuffin and a coffee, you jerk.
The real thing is that this year's lottery expected to net over $5 million.
That's great.
Damn.
For CHEO.
Help out all the kids that that need the help there. That's and that's why you do it,
cash.
Right?
Yeah, of course. And you get a house and some cash. Yeah. I mean, maybe, or a car even, a trip.
And even when I check my ticket today at 5 o'clock or so, if I don't win, I'm not even going to be mad.
Well, no, why would you?
Because my donation to help the hospital.
Yeah.
So there
exactly.
you go.
Exactly. Well put, Jason. So good luck to everybody after 5 o'clock today.
I'll be a bit disappointed.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
But I won't be mad.
Lady got stuck under a bus.
Yeah.
Everyone's freaking out. Don't worry. She's okay. But she was very clear on where she got stuck. So
yeah, she was.
They found her pretty fast. Hold on.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea. Chat with the boys
Hello?
Call 750-1061.
This phone call's getting some attention. News service is covering it. They're discussing because it's a guy got stuck in the luggage compartment of a moving bus.
Yeah.
A lady. So what happened was she got off. She needed to get her stuff.
No, this is a guy, the news report. I know the phone call's a lady, but I think she's... She says she's stuck in the bus, too.
It's the lady.
I heard her voice.
I know. I heard her voice also, but the story says a man in a couple spots.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just listen to it.
Okay. She's in a bus here.
I'm on the 947 bus. I just left El Al Junction, and I went to get my suitcase from under the thing, and the door closed, and he's driving away, and I'm underneath the bus. I went to get my suitcase under the bus, and I'm stuck under the bus.
Wait, you were stuck under the bus?
Ken. Okay, so that I'm very scared.
Don't worry, I'm sending police right now.
So she's under the bus.
If you couldn't
but
tell.
But not under the bus. She's in the luggage compartment.
Yes. So her kids climbed in, she went in after them, and then the guy closed it and she took off? Because she says two kids. Or her two kids are up on the bus?
I think she said my suitcase.
Suitcase. You all right?
I'm having some trouble.
She went
with
to
this
go
one.
Get her luggage at the stop.
Yeah.
Right.
And she had to crawl in underneath.
And then
I
he didn't
gathered.
See her there, slammed it on her, and they took off.
Yeah. Let's listen again.
Yeah,
I'm on the 947 bus. I just left El Al Junction, and I went to get my suitcase from under the thing. Yes.
Doesn't suitcase. It sound like two kids? Play it again. I know it's suitcase, but just play it.
Oh, too high.
Left El Al Junction, and I went to get my suitcase from under the thing.
Two kids. My two kids. I thought she said two kids. That's why I was even more confused. Oh. It's like, why are two children under this bus?
Yeah,
is that how they travel?
You know,
when there's no space, they just chuck them in luggage?
To be honest, they should.
Yeah.
And the door closed, and he's driving away, and I'm underneath the bus. I went to get my suitcase under the bus, and I'm stuck under the bus.
She's under the bus.
So she got out then.
I'm not sure where she is.
Yeah. Jamie, you used to ride a lot of buses for when you did all that OHL stuff.
Yeah, I did.
Color commentary.
Yeah.
Can you fit underneath one of those things?
100%.
Easy, yeah.
100%. They fit every... all the gear and everybody of everybody.
Okay.
And there's an amazing story of actually one of the guys who was, I sat next to him in the bus, his father-in-law used to coach in the OHL.
Uh-huh.
And they had a Russian on the team.
Uh-huh.
And his papers and stuff, they were going to play in Saginaw or something in Michigan. And he hadn't got his papers filled out, so the guy just told him to go get out of the bus. And he got caught. Like, when they went through the border and stuff, like, they lift up the sides just to quickly, everyone goes inside, and they just quickly check the bus.
Right.
And then
they tried to smuggle a Russian hockey player.
Yeah, and he's just sitting under there with all the equipment.
But he was under the bus.
Hello.
He was under the bus.
How you are.
Yeah. Yes. This was not my idea.
I love it. I laughed so hard when I heard that. Yes.
So did they detained him at the border, I guess?
Yeah, I don't think he got...
Sorry, Sergey, you're not playing.
Yeah.
Okay. So good rule then, I guess. Yeah. Those are two bad stories about getting caught under a bus.
Yeah, don't do it.
Just get your papers in order and say something.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm in here.
Yeah. I mean, you clearly aren't quiet by the phone call. I mean, All right. Well, Jason Barr.
Yeah.
Couple things.
Sure.
First off, you put a post up on Facebook. It's getting some traction. You were actually giving us some giggles, and we thought people might want to add to it.
Yeah. It was, am I the only one that gives my neighbors names they don't know they have? They like Red Truck Dude or Sweet Grandma with the Rose Bush and stuff like that.
Yeah. We used to.
So it's got a whole bunch of comments. Please visit and comment if you want because they're hilarious.
Yeah, please do, and add to it, because maybe we'll highlight it a little bit later if there's some good ones.
Like Weirdo Across the Street, Heated Leaf Blower Guy, Siberian Husky Lady.
Wait.
They're usually just generally descriptive of their pet or insulting.
A lot of them, yeah.
You know?
We used to have an old neighbor at a previous house we called Bowser, because she looked like the bad guy from Mario Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow, that's unfortunate for her.
Bowser.
No idea what her name was. No shirt lawnmower guy.
Yeah.
Everyone's got one of those, right?
We had the rounds. We called them the rounds.
The rounds?
Yeah. You can guess why.
I had neck tattoo man as well.
Yeah.
Like he had his name on his
oh,
neck.
Nice.
I eventually found out. So.
No regrets.
But we get more good ones. We'll highlight it later.
Oh, for sure.
It's funny stuff. And then you got news coming up.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a great... it's not like an inspiring newscast.
No.
Like the shooting and the plane crash.
Yeah.
And you remember SARS, guys?
I do remember SARS.
Yeah, I do.
Might want to grab a mask again.
What?
No.
It's making a comeback?
Maybe. Something similar.
Who's going to play the concert this time?
I don't know.
Stones are still going.
Yeah. Could be the Stones again.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. All right, we'll get a full update from Jason next. Hang on.
The Bigs and Bar Show with Pasty Jamie.
Hey.
Hello.
Weekday mornings, 5:30
to 9. And now, in a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-ass news with Biggs and Barr.
Well, the Leafs lost in the shootout to Winnipeg 4-3 yesterday. Habs will host Edmonton. Sens play the Red Wings tomorrow. The Raptors came back in the fourth. They beat Charlotte 112-110, and they're playing some golf in Hawaii. The Sony Open starts. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has thanked police and paramedics here in Ottawa for their quick response to the shooting on Gilmore Street yesterday. Sadly killed an 18-year-old man, wounded three other people, aged 20, 19, and 15, on that apartment rented through B&B. They don't have anyone in custody yet, but they're still looking for them. The plane crash that happened in Iran that killed 176 people offered really no explanation as to why it happened. They do have the black boxes. They said some of the memory has been lost, and they're not going to turn, the Iranian officials not going to turn them over to Boeing.
Sounds shady to me.
Yeah, it does sound shady, but I guess we're just going to have to take them at their word until someone else does something. Unfortunately, like we said, 176 people killed, 63 Canadians, 8 of them from the Ottawa area. Very sad. You guys remember SARS?
Yes. Severe acute respiratory
syndrome.
Syndrome.
Yeah. China now believes a mysterious pneumonia outbreak that affected 59 people there is caused by a new strain of a virus from the same family as SARS. Killed hundreds of people in around, 2002, 2003. I remember that. People walk around with masks all the time. They say the new type of coronavirus, which sounds like it should be good, like a nice, tasty, refreshing beer.
Throw a lime
but it's not. Says that's behind the outbreak. They're trying to determine the source, how people get it, the extent of the infection. They do say none of the patients have died, so it may not be as severe. And they all received treatment in quarantine. But, I mean, if you ever watch movies like Outbreak and stuff like that, you know, you can make yourself pretty nervous.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to SARS stock?
No.
I did.
You did, eh?
When I was young, I was like...
There were so many people there.
16 or...
I was afraid of getting SARS.
There was a lot of people there. And I was chafed at the end of that
day. Was it the Stones that headlined it?
Yeah.
And AC/DC.
Oh,
wow.
And Justin Timberlake and The Hip and everybody. And
SARS Blue stock.
Rodeo. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm blanking on that lineup. I remember it happening. I just didn't remember it was on that.
Huge lineup.
Yeah, I didn't go. No. But did you get SARS?
I didn't.
No.
Okay.
Well, I guess for you, Jamie, hopefully there's another SARS outbreak so we can have another concert.
Yeah, all for one.
Yeah.
Mainly sunny today. Very cold, though. There is a risk of frostbite. Feels like minus 31 with the wind this morning. Then tomorrow, cloudy, rain, high of 6. And then Saturday, maybe some more rain and a high of 3. Right now it is minus 17.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie. 106.1 Shay.
Hey, we're the Biggs and Barr Show.
Are you eating a donut right now?
I was, yeah. Sorry.
There you go.
Every now and again, Jason Barr peruses the section of a website where people go to find each other after just brief contact or a small conversation, and they didn't exchange contact information. He reads these in a segment we call Misconnections.
Title, Foodie Mart. We both groceries at Foodie Mart, mon. You got an accent. Didn't know if it's Spanish or Polish. I let you ahead of me in line. I was looking for you outside, but you disappear. I'd like to meet you again. Let me know what hat you had, and I'll buy any dinner. Hope you read this. Thanks.
Well, I mean, there's enough information in there you can piece it together, probably. Confused how you wouldn't know the difference between a Polish and a Spanish accent, but and they're very different.
Next one's, I think it's a two-parter. The same person wrote two of them.
Oh, okay.
Title this one, probably not. Sweet torture is our time spent. The pang in my chest is expected. I won't stop, though, but I do wish I could have time bent and extended. If I could have you to have to spend that bent time with, because the time that is spent with that time is too quick, it seems to shrink, contract, and constrict.
Wow.
Let me reflect it back. Can't retract what I think or express exact words to impress the fact. I thought maybe you being a poet, Chris, you might... some insight on that, but no?
I'd have to see the words. It's a very wordy poem.
Okay.
Trying to be as abstract as possible.
I'll read the second part, which I think is, anyway. Title, maybe. First one was probably not. You humbly radiate riddles that scar my psyche. I love your malarkey. I don't see signs nor have time to play, but to play with signs. I may have lied to self to see your gaze in certain ways. I spin in circles just to count. To degrees and look for forests among the trees, lost in thought of what could be, standing still, flying through infinity. Anything?
It's okay.
Sounds like it's not
the worst, but no one has any idea. Like, that's not going to help you find or convince someone to reach out to you.
Sounds kind of like someone just trying to test out their new rap lyrics.
Okay.
Maybe on a different audience.
This one's a little more direct.
Okay.
Title. Chicken Nuggets, McDonald's on Bank Street.
Oh, perfect.
I was the guy staring at you while you ate your McNuggets. God damn it, turn me on. If you're into it, I'd love to feed them to you. Just jam those crispy, greasy, mechanically separated morsels into your willing mouth. What sauce do you want? That's it.
That's it, eh?
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, at least they're direct, you know? Like, here's what I want. Now, do you think it was the Nuggets that turned him on or the lady? Or the fella. It didn't say if it was a lady or a fella,
Could have been both.
Yeah.
Title, it might be the beer talking. You've got a butt that won't quit. They have those chewy pretzels here. $5? Get out of here. That's a line from The Simpsons, and you would know that because you rocked Simpsons trivia downtown last week.
Oh.
Please don't actually get out of here. Your team had a good plan to let you be the reader of the answers because your soothing, sexy, sexy voice was distracting to everyone else. If you had asked, I would have made sex with you in front of everyone. I'm okay with saying that because I know it wouldn't happen.
All right.
Anyway, I'm a regular at the trivia night. If I see you again, I will just yell, Bobo! And you'll know it was me. But be warned, if I'm on my game, bring a towel.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Make sex. Generally not a term you hear.
No.
Make sex. Yeah, no.
Make sex with you. Not normally.
Just have sex.
I have one more.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Title. I'll be your floor.
Wow.
Ooh.
Saw you through the glass of the dance studio you were practicing at Saturday around 6 p.m. You were half petite and half not. I wanted
like
to,
a bowling pin?
I guess.
Okay.
Or a centaur.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you, if you were a movie actor and I was a prop, it should be Tom Hanks and that piano from Big. What a reference.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
I would love you to stomp up and down my willing and supple body. Throw on some stilettos and river dance on my chest. Oh. It's not done. Grab a pair of clogs and tap all over my kneecaps. Lace up some golf cleats and plie on my Adam's apple. Oh, wow.
What?
Jump into some cowboy boots and line dance down my spine. If you got gum boots, gallop through my pelvic region, or even flip-flop some hip-hop across my face. I will be your floor forevermore.
Oh.
Let me know. Bye, Brianna. Well, that was a good crop. I mean, it's been a couple weeks, you know, Christmas break and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck to everybody. I hope you hope you make a connection.
Yeah.
There's someone with some weird fetishes or someone who's just really sore and needs a massage. Clogs on kneecaps.
Yeah, I don't know. There's videos of that stuff, though.
Sure there
it's
is.
Out
yeah.
there. So there's an audience. Hey, Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Hey.
So you can have neighbors for a long time. You can have neighbors for a short period of time. And it just depends how friendly you are and whether sure. or not you click with them. Like, I've had some great
sure.
neighbors.
Yeah.
I just lost a great neighbor, even though we've just moved here, really, in the scope of our lives.
Sure.
We've been here 3-4 months, you know, calling Ottawa our home. And I had an amazing neighbor named Tim. Great guy. The most handy dude ever.
Now he's gone.
He moved. Like, he listed his house, like, right out, he moved. And yeah, so, and the new guy.
You mean right after you moved in, he listed his
yeah,
house?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're going to say.
He probably had a nickname for you.
But he was handy.
Yelling dude.
Yeah, I don't yell at home as much as you think. I mean, a little bit, but not as much as you think.
More crying.
But anyways, when you don't know your neighbor's names. You
cries in the backyard alone, dude.
People, people tend to make up.
Sure.
Nicknames.
Sure.
Like when you're talking to your wife or whatever. What guy? Three doors down. I don't know. The guy with the white truck. Yeah. White truck guy. Okay.
Yeah. So I put a post up on Facebook saying basically that. And it said, am I the only one that gives my neighbors names they don't know they have? Like, you know, red truck dude. And people like responded like crazy. And some of them are pretty funny. Like IKEA guy. My upstairs neighbor has hardwood floors. It sounds like he's dropping handfuls of screws while putting together furniture every night. Yeah. Some people just used use initials. Like they gave some lady Crazy Cat Lady, but they just call her CCL.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Call us, and if you got any good ones, you can chime in on the phone, 750-1061.
The dude with the walker, the bicycle-riding Leafs fan, a-hole BMW driver.
It's just a general.
Yeah. Zombie man, creepy boy, yappy dog family,
hey,
bus
wait,
guy.
Wait, rewind. Creepy boy?
Yeah.
Like a child?
I don't know.
That just stands on the lawn and stares at everybody? Hey, did you see the creepy boy today?
Yeah,
he was out there again just looking. What's he looking at? I don't know.
Weirdo across the street because he is, and work from home guy.
Or if you have like a guy or girl who drive a company truck, whatever their company is,
yeah,
or you don't know their name.
Yeah.
My old neighbor we called Rocket because he was always yelling his dog's
Rocket!
Name. Rocket!
You gotta tell that story. It's one of the best neighbor stories ever.
Yeah.
Mr. Profanity.
Yeah.
Skid Family Robinson.
Skid Family Robinson. Yeah.
I think everyone's got one of those in the neighborhood. Ah, the skids. I have no idea. They're
garbage
the
all
people.
Over their front lawn.
Yeah,
I don't care. I got three broken down cars stacked beside their house that they're
heated
never going to touch.
Heated leaf blower guy.
We got a call here. You want to take
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. It's Shay.
Hey.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Good. What, you got a good nickname for your neighbor?
They moved away a while back, but my wife called them the year wigs.
The year wigs?
Yeah, because they would just sneak up on you and...
That's so nice.
You just sneak up all of a sudden and just bother you? Hey.
Yeah. All right.
Buddy Johnson. That's true. Just give Buddy. Hey, yeah. You know, Buddy Johnson over there. Who's Buddy Johnson? You don't even know his name. I do that all the time.
The thread's there on the Facebook page if you want to add to it.
The hook.
Why? I do. We need explanations.
No, they're great without them. Smokes and stares at her phone. Stroller boy.
All
the
right.
McDonald's couple. We could read these all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Hermit family. Lawn Nazi. Wait. Old Yeller. See, someone is next to you.
Old Yeller.
I'm not old yet, but I'm yelling. All right. Good one. Thanks.
Screamer. Druggies.
Yeah. I love the one word ones. Are the yeah.
I am probably dog walker lady. Car wash guy. Muscles. Douchebag.
Muscles.
Yeah.
Are muscles douchebag, you know, together or are they separate?
No, different.
Different.
You know, muscles.
Someone knows that
that's
call
my
them
neighbor.
They call someone knuckle dragger. Wow. And they've shortened it to Knuckles, and they actually call him that now.
Knuckles.
They met him. They told him what his nickname was.
All right. Listen, we got today's question time coming up.
Text us 762-555. Any question you like.
You can add any of those to that list on the Facebook page, all right? Fire away. Hang on.
1, 2, 3, let's kick it.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
106.1 Shay.
Instant Answer Question Time is brought to you by Algonquin College.
Fire!
Instant Answer Question Time! Instant Answer Question Time! Instant Answer Question Time! Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions, any topic you want. We'll answer as many as we can, 762-555.
My girlfriend thinks Jamie's voice is the sexiest on air. Do a lot of people say that?
Absolutely not.
Like, probably you're the first.
Yeah.
Some people like James. They cheer for him. He's the underdog.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone said it's the sexiest voice.
I just want to hurt his feelings when he's sitting right here. I mean, I have imitated him in a few occasions in not the most
flattering
way. But your voice is fine.
Well, that wasn't even the question. You took it down an insulting road.
You did.
Like, totally.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone gave
him
a compliment.
I was telling you, your voice is fine.
Yeah. All right.
Fine.
Who is the last person that deeply disappointed you?
Oh,
probably me right there.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
Maybe our boss, Adam.
Oh,
he brought us donuts today, but no coffee.
Come on.
He brought a whole box of donuts.
Can you believe what he said? Yeah. Can you believe what he said? Don't eat all of them. They're for the meeting later.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't eat all of them. Like, who do you think we are? Maybe
there's a dozen donuts.
We'd hammer six, though, on a good day.
If we could. I mean, I didn't today, but no.
But, thanks for the coffee, Adam. Appreciate it.
Here's a... Here's a question kind of in tune with what we were talking about, eating so many donuts.
Yeah.
Okay. How do really fat people wipe their butt?
Why did you read that? Why did you read that?
I'm sorry.
That's terrible.
Like giant
with a
obese.
Rag on a stick.
With a rag on a stick.
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Are we talking like shut-ins? Like huge, like really obese people?
I guess so. They have
to have
helpers.
Help. They have helpers, yeah.
Okay, what about like capable?
Then they do it.
Then you do it. You just, you know, when we tie our shoes, we go,
It's
the same noise they do, but they get it done. They get it done.
Yeah. Are any of you guys all your shorts guys? I just saw a guy wearing shorts with long johns underneath. Get some pants. No, I'll wear shorts as long as I can. Like, I'll probably start wearing shorts in the spring. I think the earliest I've done is March.
Yeah, if you could, you would.
And then I'll wear them. Like, I'm not stupid about it. Like, I'll wear them probably into October, maybe November.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like wearing pants.
No, you're an anti-pant.
At home, shorts the whole time.
Yeah, I wear shorts at home.
Really?
Yeah.
You change when you get home.
Yeah.
That sounds like more work than just
wearing. You just wear the same clothes all day? No, I got lounge clothes, shorts.
I mean lounge clothes?
A different shirt.
Wait, back up. What do you mean lounge clothes?
Clothes I don't wear to work and just at home.
Wait, you wear a hoodie and jeans to work. How more comfortable do you need to be at home?
Shorts, I'll put on a different hoodie and shorts or track pants.
You feel like weirdos, man.
No,
just
I think we're
telling me that you think every article of clothing you put on feels exactly the same.
I don't think it matters enough for me to be uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable in denim, you have a you should probably go see a skin doctor.
More comfortable in shorts or sweatpants.
What do you need more comfortable for? Why are you uncomfortable?
God, man, you don't like eating anything that tastes good.
If I was uncomfortable, yes, I would change. But if I'm just fine, I'm fine.
Life can be enjoyable, you know. Like, you could do things to make it better.
I enjoy lots of things in life. I just don't need to change into shorts when I get home.
Think how much more you would enjoy it if you were comfortable.
I wouldn't. Because I'm going to have to go outside with the dogs. I'm freezing for 5 seconds or got to run an errand. I'm freezing again. I got to go put my pants back on. Why don't I just take my pants off and I go to sleep like regular people?
I don't know.
Or you
I didn't
be
think
a
it's that big of a deal.
Tough it outside for I the could 6 be a minutes man. In shorts.
Yeah, sometimes I go outside in my shorts in the wintertime. What's your definition of an ideal house guest? One who stays at a hotel.
Yeah, my family's starting to do that a lot more. Yeah, I like it a lot. It's a good thing. Uh-huh. When we go visit, we stay in a hotel. It's a great way to be.
Oh, it's true.
Makes the visit enjoyable, not overextended. No one's irritating anybody long term. Everyone's schedules can be what they need them to be. It's a great way to do it. And then you just don't buy gifts because it's like, I got to pay for the hotel. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
Biggs. Bar.
Woo!
Pasty.
Hey, we're the Biggs and Bar Show. Yeah, thank you for joining us today. Do not forget to call the Dougie Line 24 hours a day and leave us a message about anything you want.
613-216-3849 or 216-DUGY.
Yeah. Dougie. We hope you have a good day and get through the cold today, and it should be beating it about, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 6 degrees.
Yeah, something nuts.
26 degree swing or something.
And we're supposed to get some storm. This weekend, freezing rain and stuff like that, so we'll see.
Okay.
It may not happen. I mean, it is only Thursday.
Yeah, they don't know.
They do have difficulty predicting 2 days ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like a roll the dice on that one. You know what I mean? But enjoy your day, play safe, stay warm, and we'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.
This is B-H-E-Z. Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Bar Show, weekday mornings, 106.1.